Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good evening, good time to your day to you, wherever you may be. It's a Friday, the 11th of March already, 11th of March, 11th of the third month already, yeah, amazing. So we've got another show for you this evening with Chris Garcia once again, and just to prove that you're here.
Hello, Ken. What's up, sir?
Hiya. All right. So we're all ready to go again, Chris, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Wonderful. Okay, then. So right at the top, I think we have Yvonne.
Oh, hello. Thank you. This is Wendy from Sacramento.
Yes.
And I am being more assertive about applying for work, working remotely from home.
Mm-hmm.
I've signed up with Career Builder and Monster, but I'm also contacting a few companies. Do you see me getting a good work from home job very soon?
Yes, ma'am. I do.
Wonderful. About how soon?
Sorry, I'm eating, but what I was going to say is I probably want to say probably by if anything, the latest would be like May. Because everything is kind of like in the works, and unless you can prove to them that you can get the job sooner, you can, but you're going to put that initiative. It's not just going to come to you.
Okay. So the latest would be May. Will it be a company that is well-known, or will it be a company that is not very well-known?
I want to say it's going to be a company that's going to be kind of known in some kind of way. In some kind of way, yes.
Okay. Well, I would love to work for Nordstrom's on the phone for customer service. I did apply at Kaiser Permanente to be on the phone, and I even went to the testing, but they did not hire me. But I'll reapply as new opportunities come my way. And will I be able to keep this job as long as I want to keep it?
Sorry. I think you just have to prove it to them that you're eligible and that you're going to show them that you can work. And that really more depends on you more than anything. It's not them. It's all about you.
Okay. Well, will I be able to do the job and learn it fairly soon? Because I agree with you. I have to benefit them. So as long as I am diligent, will I be able to keep the job for at least 2 years, do you think?
Personally, I want to say like up to, I'm hearing 4 or 5 years. If you do a good job, you're going to keep it longer than 2 years.
That's great.
That's what I thought.
And there has been a change in my sister's employment. So my sister's still working, but it's more of a selling stuff online. She says she's doing very well, but I'm not optimistic about moving this year. What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to move next year together to a new place together?
I personally want to say it's probably going to be at the end of the year. That's what I got.
Oh.
That's what I was told.
Well, and that sounds good, but we're going to sign a lease for a year where we are, so I don't think they would let us out of that.
Well, if you put, like I said, it depends on if you're working. I see that you stay there longer if you, you know, just put your initiative and know that you're gotta show them that you want this job, because
right.
you know the people can hire you, and that's something that can be done. It's simple, but you gotta be the one. Like I said,
okay.
it's not about them keeping you. It's about how hard you work to keep
right,
the job.
Right. Exactly. Well, my job performance, I think, is what I was concerned about, whether or not my job performance would meet their standards, and I will try very hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it. I personally feel like you did a good job.
And I spoke to Kaylee yesterday at a temp agency, and I thought we had a great rapport, and she said she was going to email me, but she never has. Has she decided not to work with me, or is she going to contact me?
Personally, if she hasn't called you, that's probably she's just looking for other people to interview, is what I'm seeing.
Right.
And
well,
if she doesn't call you within the next week or two, then no, she's not going to work with you. No,
okay.
ma'am. So if she doesn't give it about another week, and if you can't
right.
wait another week, then you confront her and say, well, you know, I want to work with you. What is the holdup? Did I do something wrong? And then tell her just to be honest
right.
and direct
okay.
with you, not to be around the bush.
Right, exactly. And also, you said you see us moving towards the end of the year. Is it going to be under good circumstances? I hope we're not going to be told to move. Is it because we have an opportunity and there's nothing wrong?
Personally, I don't feel that you're going to be moved under other circumstances. I feel like it's going to be good for you. But you're going to feel like that they're not going to want you there. That's what you will feel.
They're going to feel that I'm going to feel like they do not want us here?
Yeah, you're going to feel that, but they're not going to tell you directly.
Did you say they are going to tell us directly or what?
You're going to feel like they are, but they're not. You're just going to feel the energy.
Okay. But they're not going to tell us we have to move, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Because we pay our rent like clockwork. And, and the company that I'm going to work for remotely from my bedroom, will it be something like Nordstrom's? Or would it be medical insurance? What do you pick up?
I feel like it's going to be... Okay, say it again. Is it medical? Is that what you said? I heard something else. I didn't hear that last thing you said. What else?
Okay.
Did you say medical? Is that what you said?
Yeah, medical, like scheduling appointments for patients over the phone.
Yeah, I think once they hire you, yeah, you'll be working. Your phone's going to be ringing. Like there's no tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it'll be more medical.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think Ken has signaled us about the call. So God bless you. Stay safe and healthy. And thank you, Chris. And thank you, Ken.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Wendy. Okay. I know that Wendy and Yvonne have the last four digits identical on their number. The only difference is the area code. So that's what I get. I always get mixed up with those two. Right, let's see where we're going. Queen.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how can I help you, ma'am?
Finish eating. Whatever you get, and if I have questions, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Well, actually, I don't know if it's on my live, but I need to have vector cards. These cards are creepy as hell, but... So let's see what I got for you with this. With these, I'm gonna use these on you. So let's see what that was in the part. What's going on? Okay. So let's see what we got with these cards. These cards are creepy as hell. This is weird. The first card is called My Standard. Sit back and wait for it all to happen, not stand up for it. someone being hurt or abused. So what I was told is that to sit back and relax and just don't be the bystander and just make sure that you're very aware and just be aware of who they are and just don't let them get the best of you, if it makes any sense. But that's what I'm being told with that. So with that being said, hold on. And then I got the divine union, sacred union between you, two souls, a divine guide connect coming together, two people are on the same team. So with that being said, I feel that you will come across some other people that are in the same page as you. The same week, and we're going to be a very sacred union of working together. And you're going to be like a, it's almost like a, some kind of gathering. And then it shows a marriage card, the marriage card, which is a new deck, let me remind you, that I do feel that you're going to have clients that are going to be married, that are going to be coming to for confirmation of what they can do to make things better. I am seeing that for you. And I see a lot of good things coming your way with that. So that's with my new deck. Hold on, let me see what else you got here. Okay, and then you're going to have the confidence, because the confidence card says that you got to have confidence in everything that you do. Don't second guess in anything that you do, because you have this kind of very beautiful presence to you, and you just want to make sure that you have confidence in everything that you do. So put confidence into everything you do, and things will come out fine. But you just got to put that step forward and to say, I got this, I can take care of this shit. You know, and you're going to have some confidence in yourself. Does that resonate with you?
I can relate. Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I was told. So that's telling me that, you know, these cards are, well, actually, I'm not sure what they're called. They're called what's the tea spill, which meaning is what's going to be spilled, what's going to be revealed. That's the name of the deck. What is the tea spill? What basically says, you mean that what is going to be shown, what is going to be the truth, what is it going to tell you? So with that being said, I just feel that with everything I'm seeing is that you're going to start seeing more things being filled and revealed to you with that reading that I just gave you. Now, as far as that goes, let me see what the tarot is kind of saying. The Seven of Cups, you've been getting a lot of more visitation. That's what I'm seeing. The Empress card came up, so there's like a mother figure coming through, a descendant saying that everything's going to be okay. There's a person that's very very straightforward, no sugarcoat, and just tells you what you need to know at that particular time. And then with the Moon card coming up, there's a cycle right now to do moon magic, and I do feel that right now it's at its highest peak right now. I don't know why I'm being told that, but that's what I'm seeing, even though I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I do think that it's at its highest peak, and I keep hearing the word werewolf. I don't know, maybe that's where the werewolves, they transform. So I think that there's going to be a lot of howling at night with the energy, so that I would say tap into that and put it as a protective space. And then, by the way, I see that the werewolf is your spirit guide right now with everything going on. And that's what I got for you.
Well, I thank you, my friend.
And hopefully that makes sense with everything I said.
I can relate to a lot of it. I'm going to go back and listen to it because I'm driving. Well, I kind of pulled over and, you know, multitasking. But I thank you because I know there's good nuggets in there because they're always out.
Yeah. Well, just keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully that it makes a lot of sense. So just know that these cards are creepy, and I actually like the deck because it's called the Karma, the Karmatic deck. So it's kind of like if there is something that needs to be said, any that like karma or anybody will try to hide from you, it's going to show their true intent. And there's two different spreads. There's one where it gives you the three true intentions where you go across. And then also I get the spread where it goes like sideways, and that gives you, like if you have a bad feeling about someone, it gives you that spread of what their intentions are, who they are, if they like you, if they dislike you. So this is very different from all the other spreads. So.
Interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you,
Ken Barr.
Thanks, Queen, and Clive Shakespeare. Okay, let's see where we are then. Catherine.
Hello, this is Catherine.
Yes. How can I help you today?
I would like a general from Spirit. It's been something crazy happening every day, so much up and down, just about keeping it.
Your name, Catherine?
Keep an even keel.
Okay, what does Catherine need to know? Okay, I'm going to use my new cards because I want to see what these cards are. Just reading is kind of scary, to be honest with you. So let's see what we got. Okay, so let's see what we got with these cards. Oh my God, these cards are special, nice and new. Okay, so this is what I'm. Oh wow, this is okay. Wow, these cards are different. So the first card is called the Second House. Everything, the person in this, it can talk situation and claim as their money, possessions, and their own self-worth. So that's meaning that you're claiming that the money is theirs, everything that you possess, and you got to be known that the Second House is saying that you're self-worth, and you got to believe that you're worth more than what you really put out there. So just know that that's what I was told to tell you. So just be very protective of what is yours and be very, just claim it and embrace it and knowing that it's you, okay? The second card I got for you is the Seventh House card. This situation involves someone's partner, marriage, business, business career, could be enemies depending on the situation. Interesting. So, with that being said, that there's a situation that's going on with that is that it's either a partner, business, and I do feel that they're intervening with a situation. So it's kind of like causing issues with that. Like it's depending on, and I do feel that you're around or surrounded by enemies. And I just feel that you need to evaluate your things, sit back and observe, looking from outside in, and look at everyone that you're surrounded with. Because the 12th house is coming out and it says that the secrets, the dreams of the one that has had and known this, then I'm being told that your strengths and weaknesses is going to show you what you need to know. What subconsciously you're going to know. What's going to come out is just that you got to do knowing that. And then with the cards, I keep seeing the number two because I keep seeing the second house and 12. So there's something about two. There's something two. Keep seeing two. So that being said, that you have to have no limit and believe in yourself that you cannot be restricted, and that, you know, there's going to be people that might come in your path, but just know that they have their own journey. They don't have to be on the same page as you. So with people that you need to cut off, you need to cut them off now, because there's a big change coming for you. And that's probably why you're having all this energy coming at you, because right now, I get the energy chaotic. That's what I'm hearing from spirit. And I feel that you're worth more than what you give yourself credit for. And that sounds like you're actually talking to me too, because there's been time for it. I've been tested within the past few weeks. So I can relate to this message as I'm giving it to you, that we got to believe that we have the potential to do anything if we put our mind to it. And that's what I'm being told. You are your own person. You have the highest potential to do anything. Put your mind to it. Mm-hmm. You've got to be being determined to do it. Okay? Mm-hmm. You got to be determined to do it. So that's what I was told for you. Hopefully that resonates with you, because that's what I was told.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've seen different parts of my family members that haven't come out before. So it's a little... But it's good, but truth needs to peaceful out, you know. So, yeah, that just happened yesterday. And
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, go ahead.
And it's with money, involving family money and things like that. But, myself, I am kind of forging my own way. And I think it's about starting my own business and not as working for other people. So that's part of the message.
Wow. So hopefully, and I think it's funny because I just got the cards in today. So I do feel that everything happens in its own time. I'm going to tell you what's crazy about these cards. I have been waiting for these cards for almost a month, and for some reason I wasn't getting them, and I actually reached out to them and I said, okay, I want my money back. And what I was told is that everything has a time. So with this being said, I just feel that with these cards, it's kind of like putting the icing on the cake. It's like kind of just whatever needs to be spilled, which would to me, when I think of the word spilled, that means what is going to be shown, what's going to be revealed. And whatever you did not know, these cards are going to tell you flat out, blunt, without sugarcoating them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it means. So I'm glad that I got these cards. I just feel that it's the divine higher power that connected me to these cards. And I hope you enjoy your reading, because it sure shocked me with everything you just said. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm glad they came out for both of us and at the right time. So, yeah, that's great. I feel I really haven't slept much, like, all week. So different things have kind of switched today. Like, a lot of good news I've gotten today compared to the last 2 weeks, so I do feel a big change. And
yeah, and just don't limit yourself. Okay.
Uh huh.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay. And Calvin. All right. We're going to be taking a break very soon, because we're looking at just two people left at the moment. Okay. Tempest.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hi, this is Tempest.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is my first time calling, so I'm full. Basically, I've been dealing with a lot these past couple of weeks, emotionally. My mom, mm-hmm. she just passed over February 22nd, and mm-hmm. I'm in charge of making all of the plans and arrangements, and it's a lot of drama going on in my family. So, make a long story short, it got so weird, like, it's just a lot going on that I'm deciding that it's probably not the best time to go through with the arrangements that were set. And yeah. I just need guidance on whether I'm making the right decision.
Personally, I mean, if I know that if you have to make the arrangements, you're going to know what you need to do. It's got to be within your heart, because something doesn't, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't mm-hmm. add up, okay? And I
yeah.
feel that you're needing guidance, because it's what you're, and I was going to ask, by the way, what is your name, by the way?
I'm sorry, my name is Tempest.
Tempest? Okay. Okay, hold on.
Yes.
I just need something from you. Hold on real quick. I'm gonna do that. Okay. What I want you to do is spell your name, but spell it slowly for me. And as I'm saying,
okay.
you say that, spell your name, I'm going to shuffle the cards with each letter that you say, okay? So,
okay.
So spell your name for me, please.
All right. T.
Yeah, how can you spell? Okay. Okay. Next
e.
letter.
M.
Okay.
P.
Okay.
E.
Okay.
S.
Okay. Oh, that's a pretty name. Mm-hmm. I like that name.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, Lord have mercy. Wow. Okay. These cards are scaring me as I'm reading. Okay. So the first card is called Karma. Karma
mm-hmm.
will never solve anything. Karma will. Someone is getting karma for the pain they cause, receiving a dose of their own medicine, vice versa. Good karma can be repaid. So with that card being said, is that don't go in revenge with what you're doing, and know that they will pay for what they'll pay their dues for what they've done. So just know that you're doing the right thing by just backing up and say, okay, I'm not ready to do this. Your guys are telling you you're gonna know when to do this, okay?
Okay?
Okay. So the second card is called the Poker Face, and it says not showing emotion, unable to read, reveal no hint of thoughts or feelings. So it's kind of, you're kind of like in a state of mind like it's like something's poking you, but you're just like, how do I react? Am I sad for feeling this way? Is this the right thought? Am I doubting? Am I making the right decision? Well, the last card says it all. You have a very high vibration, because it's this high vibrational person energy that feels good, light, and even. So at the end of the day, when you do all this arrangement, you're in the right state of mind. You're just in grieving, and you're in mourning, and you're dealing with a lot of stuff. So I'm being told that with the family, all they want is me. I want this and this and this and this. Instead of
yes.
being at hand and, you know, burying your mom. And that, to me, is the worst thing, that most people come
yes.
and they show their true colors in funeral homes. And what I would say, just to pray for them. You don't have to talk to them, but you can just pray for them and tell God to show them the sign. But as far as I'm concerned, you are making the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know in your heart
oh.
when you need
Thank
to do
you.
That. Make that choice. And that's what I got for you with these three cards.
Thank you so much. I just, that means so much to me. You are so accurate. It's just been very, like, as you can see, it's been a lot upon me. And it's just, I just need a guidance. And thank you. It means a lot to hear that from you. It really does.
You're welcome. Yeah, and that's how I perceive the cards, because I was reading what the cards were saying, but I had my interpretations with them. And it's
mm-hmm.
funny, because I just got them today, girl. I just got them today. Yes. And
they work
it. These cards
yeah.
are creepy, because the name of the card is called What's the Tea Spill? And like I tell people, what the tea spill means to me is whatever is being spilled could come out into the
yeah.
surface. Whatever people don't want you to know, these cards are going to spill all the beans. Basically.
Ooh.
And that's exactly
ooh, ooh, ooh.
What I just did. That's what I just did. So with that being said, and with that being said, I do feel that the outcome, it's going to favor you, and God sees what you're doing. And by the way, your mom says she's blowing kisses to you and says, proud of you. I don't know why, but I keep seeing an image of her. Like, when she passed, I saw her, like, coming out of the room. And I don't know if you saw her, but you were dreaming of her. But when you were dreaming of her, she was standing right by the bed, but you thought it was a dream. So she paid her last visit and blow you a kiss. And then when you opened your eyes, she disappeared. That's what I'm seeing.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Why did you say wow? Can you tell me why you said that?
Why I said that is because it's true. You know what? It just, like, I will say, in the hospital room, she passed in a hospital, and honestly, it felt like a dream. It did. The way it happened, I was there from the moment she went in to the moment she left this world. And I remember just being in a room with my mom and spending time with her. And I felt that she did, too. I really felt like my mom was in that room, and she left, too. She's at peace, and I trust that. And I just want my family to understand that, too. And it's like prior to my mother's passing, you know, all this family stuff was obsolete. Nobody was around. Nobody was there. And it seems like at this point, everybody's coming out of the woodworks with all their opinions and how they feel. And it's just like, back up, y'all. You know, it just got to a point, man, that is so accurate. And I did dream of my mom. That's just accurate. I just tell you that. That's what I get the rambling. Yes.
And just saying, it's okay. And I'm glad for you. For your first time calling, and I hope that you enjoyed it. And I'm going to say peace be with you, and I give you my condolences.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Wow. I'm done. I am so done. Woo, that touched me. I'm going to tell you, Ken, when I read her, I got chills. Like, I just wanted to hug her. And I'm pretty sure, Kimmy, I saw that in the chat. That was amazing. That, oh my God, I'm speechless right now. I don't even know what to think. I think everything is divine time, and it's amazing. Everything's amazing. So I just wanted to say that.
I'm always fascinated myself, Chris, by, you know, a mother-daughter love. When a daughter loves their mother that much, and obviously the mother loves the daughter, then that mother-daughter thing, it's like, you know, it's such a blessed kind of love, you know, because it obviously, you know, with such a short time in the passing, and you can hear that love. In tempest voice there.
Oh my God, I just got chills. I still got chills. I'm glad that she did call, and I'm glad that I'm reaching out to people. So I love it. So
it's belief, isn't it? It's believing that our soul goes on, you know, and that mother is still around. It's that belief that keeps. It's very strong there in Tempest. I can feel that, you know, and it came across very strongly there. So that's wonderful. Okay. Let's see where we are. Kelly.
Hi, my name is Shelly.
I love that name, by the way.
Thank you.
How can I help you, Jimmy?
I was just wondering if you could help me with, if you have anything for me for my career and my marriage, and if maybe my son has something to say to me from the other side.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me just do this again. Hold on. So, what's your name again?
Shelley.
Okay. Okay, how do you spell that? Is that with an C or an H? I mean, with an S. How do you spell Shelly? Is it with an S or a C?
It's with a S, and then it's
okay.
S-H-E-L-L-E-Y.
Okay. Well, okay, so I just wanted to make sure, because I know that everybody spells their name differently. I just
yeah,
to name.
They do.
Okay, so what I was told is that, wow, these cards are crazy. It says always party, playing games. I was told that there is something that's been going on that seems like it's kind of people are playing games. And then it says the disoriented feminine, the fear of conflict, hypersensitive, rejection, radiation, too receptive, waiting for things to happen. With that being said, I feel that you have a fear of hypersensitive and being rejected from people. And you're very receptive. What I'm seeing from this card are telling me that you're very in tune. And it seems kind of just like, when are things going to change for me, is what I was told. So what I was told with the third card is that the toxic waste card came up, and it says that habit and addiction can't stay away from harmful circumstances. So what I was told to tell you is that you're surrounded by a lot of toxic people that are very bad, and I'm being told, you know, from your son to let it go. Let it go. That's what I keep hearing. I'm being told that he is your guide, by the way. He's kind of like trying to inspire you, and I feel that you've been feeling him more now lately than you've ever felt him before. And I keep getting this feeling like you need to listen to music. And then, for some reason, Phil Collins is coming to me. Just the song itself is in the air. So there's a lot of stuff in the air that's kind of it's just fucking bad. I'm just going to say that much. But I do feel that you're a person of love, of light, and you just need to know that you are. You might feel that you're a bad person. People might tell you you're bad, or people are going to make you feel self-conscious about who you are, but don't let them get the best of you, girl. You're a beautiful person. People can say what they say. Don't let them change you. Don't let them change you. You are your own person. You have your own way of thinking. You can hear what they got to say, but if you don't like what they got to say, just say, keep your comments to yourself, and if you got nothing good to say, don't say nothing. I don't know why I'm being told to tell you that, but I feel that you've told people that before. If you have nothing good to say to me, don't say nothing, because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that garbage. Yeah. I don't want to hear that. Okay, so that's what I'm hearing with you. So I feel that you are going to know what you're supposed to be, and I feel that things will change. It's just give it time. Right now I'm doing my other one, so right now I'm being told to do these for some reason. Let's see what I can come up with. So you're a nurturer. By the way, the Queen of Pentacles came up and says you're a nurturer. You need to nurture and have more self-love for yourself, because you're conflicted with, you know, you have these thoughts of maybe I'm just better not being around. Don't feel that way. You have a very free spirit that you love life and you live it to the fullest. And just live with gratitude. And I mean, because it's departed, knowing that your son loves you. And he says, all you got to do is call up on me. I've never left you, Mom. I've never left you. I'm always here when you need me. And I don't know why, but I feel like I'm telling you that. You're crying. I could see tears coming down your eyes. It's on the phone, even though I can't see you, but I see you in my head that you're crying because when he left, a part of you went with him. And I feel that, okay, that's, I'm getting a message from your son. Did you like Journey? Did he like Journey? The band Journey?
Mm-hmm. I do. He does a little bit, yeah.
Oh, well, I got the message. Send her my love. Listen to that.
I will.
So that's why. So when you have time. And by the way, I got that song, Send Me an Angel. So I'm being told that you're praying for an angel or someone to come in your life. And I feel like someone's going to come. And when that angel comes, they're going to be there to help you. And once they get you through the obstacle or whatever you're going through, they're going to, you're going to see them 1 minute, and then when you turn around, they're gone. And this is a physical angel. It's a person that's in the flesh. But they're going to help you when you need, nurturing and love, because I feel that you need that. And I just wanted to say, even though I know you're far away from me, but I'm just going to send you my love, angelic love to you, and know that as being a psychic and as a medium, I know I've always been a person to inspire people. I bring the best in them. Sorry, I had a moment right there. I got a little emotional when I said that. I bring the best in people, and I bring the honest and truth to the table every single time. And just know that, know you got my support in whatever decisions you make. And know that
you're
not perfect, and everybody makes mistakes. And it starts with you, girl. You can make, you can correct all that stuff, Carrie. It's just, you got to believe. You got to believe in yourself. And that's what I got for you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You're
a
welcome.
Lot of it hit home, so you're on a roll today.
You're welcome.
You're thank you, Shelley. Shelley, Oklahoma, Shelley.
Uh-huh.
You're Oklahoma, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Right. I'm just checking the area code there, Oklahoma. Yeah. Okay. I like to check area codes wherever possible. You know, it's nice to get new people in as well. Yeah. Okay, let's see where we are. Amala?
Hello. Can I help you? How are you?
I'm doing fine.
How about you? I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I actually... I told this person, it's interesting how, like, it's, I don't know, I see something coming. There's definitely a soul connection with this person. So I was just wondering, I think he needs time, but I was just wondering, do you see him reaching out to me, and when might that be? As far
honestly,
as, like...
Honestly, I do feel that he's kind of like, it almost seems like grieving in a way, but it's not like grieving mentally. But I feel like he needs space, and it's nothing that has to do with you. He just needs to just get reconnected. And I feel that he's going to come when he needs to come, because I do feel that he's going to need a shoulder to cry on. And I feel that he'll be kind of like in a better place, and he's still going to kind of cry to you, but he will reach out to you. It's just that he needs a space, and don't take it like offensive that you feel like he's ignoring you. Don't feel that, because he's just hurting right now. Okay, that's what I was told.
Wait again. I'm sorry. What does he need? I'm sorry.
That don't find it offensive that he needs time by himself for a while.
Okay.
Okay, and then with that being said, I'm going to see when I can do your time frame, if they're going to give me that information. When is he going to come around?
Yeah.
When is he going to come around? I'm going to say, oh, man, that's close. I want to say, I want to say probably... I keep hearing April and May.
Yeah.
But I got more of April than anything. I felt a little bit of May, because maybe there might be something that you're going to get reconnected. And I was also told you is your soulmate. He is also your twin flame in a previous life. You have always connected to each other on a telepathic level.
Yes.
He does read your thoughts, and you both talk to each other in each other's head. And right when you're thinking about him, he'll usually text you. So it's like you're in each other's head. It's like you're both thinking of each other. So if you text him, he's texting you at the same time. So,
oh, okay.
That's something. But I want to say probably in April. But even though he needs that space, but I was also told to tell him that you care and let him know that you love him. And that if he ever needs someone to talk to, that you're there. And that's what you can do. And you can just show your support and love. And in this time of change, I feel like he's going through a depression kind of state of mind. And even though he does have you, but he feels so alone.
Yeah, I could feel that. I could feel like he's very secluding himself a lot. You know, like he's just...
Mm-hmm.
He's very protective.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's afraid to, I have a feeling he's just afraid to let somebody in. And I think it surprised him. He didn't know what to do with what I said. And it was just so casual that that's even more like surprising to him. I know I could feel it in his energy because just, you know, texting is not the way to, I think people mess it up. I'm just going to say it. Like, you got to be on the phone if you're going to have a conversation like this. You can't have it. Texting is just awful way of doing things. But it's not the end-all, be-all. But, I mean, I really feel like do it in person or do it over the phone. But bottom line is I think he could his energy was surprised. And, I made it so lighthearted. Like, look, I just honestly wanted to just build, because you could build from a friendship. I can't imagine if I said, oh, I want something, like a solid relationship. He would just be like, what? You know? Anyway, he just felt very, he agreed. I could feel it, his energy, but he's very much in his head and he was trying to process a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just give it time and keep me updated. And I think you'd be fine. It's just that you both need time from each other. And that's funny. I don't know why I keep hearing the song, but I keep hearing the song from Chicago. It's hard to say I'm sorry. Don't know why I'm being told that. But that's what stands out to me right here and now. So he's taking in a lot. He's taking a lot in, and he's being hard on himself. But like I said, overall, just let him know that you love him. But that's what I was going to tell you. Tell him that you love him.
I think it's a little strong. I mean, because I just met, and it's not like we know each other. Like, I want to take it slow myself. And I think I did that. And, like, now I'm just letting him. The coolest part is it's called maturity, you know, like let him come to me.
Yes.
And it's just, I say what I need to say anyway. Yes. Yeah. So it's not about like, it's not like, it's different. It's just different when you mature with a relationship. Any, you know, because I've grown, it's like, you know, I haven't been in a relationship in like 4 years. So it's not like, you know, it's just different. So it's just a matter of he knows where to find me, you know. That's what my thing is. I never was like this before. This is all new to me, but it feels comfortable because I think I've had so much space and time to figure out what I wanted.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just know that things will come to pass and things will get better. Just don't ever second guess yourself. Just give it time.
Right.
And just let him come to you. And basically what I was told is that you're doing him a big thing for that. He's going to appreciate you more for that. So just, he doesn't mean by no means to hurt you. It's just that just
just be happy.
Do you have, I know the time's up, but I just want, so you don't know, like, by the summer or June or something, or you have no idea when this is going to...
I want to say probably right now. I got April, May, but I want to say probably by the summertime more when it's like kind of warmer. That's when you're going to start seeing a big difference between you both.
Okay.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
You take good care.
Okay.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Emma. Well, that's just about wraps it up then, Chris, because that's the last call for this evening. Okay.
Yeah.
And it means that we've got time to play some music, so we're gonna take advantage of that, and we're gonna play out with some lovely music, and we're gonna find something to play out with, and we'll meet Chris again on Wednesday evening. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Okay, have a good weekend now, and we'll catch Chris again on Wednesday next day, ladies and gents. So let's see what we've got for you then. Hey. Let's have a bit of this. Why not? No, not that one. I don't know. What can we do for you? What can we do for you? Oh, I know. We haven't had this for a long time. We'll do that one.
Yeah. had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we done or was wrong. Please, darling, don't you cry. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Many months have passed us by. It's gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you're mean to me and another guy. Understand me, I want to try. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. Gonna hurt me, I can't lie. Maybe you mean another guy. Understand me, or won't you try. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. And say goodbye.